This is KUT. When a loved one is on their deathbed, often family and friends rush to their side. People want to say their goodbyes, but that's not always possible. Maybe a family member was unable to travel. Others may have severed all ties with their loved ones, and it's impossible to say goodbye. As KUT's Joy Diaz reports, One Austin Hospital has made it its mission not to let anyone die alone.
On any given day, at pretty much any hospital, there are rooms where hope is being birthed. Where new lives are about to come into the world.
Grab underneath your knees. Big deep breath. And push. See the baby's hair right there? Push, 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 push.
At a different wing of that very same hospital, however, there's also people who are taking their last breaths.
I'm confident that he can still hear, and hearing is the last thing to go.
Brenna Alsich is a nurse at Brackenridge Hospital. Her patients on this floor are not going to get better. Still, she makes sure their passing is as comfortable as possible.
Brenna, yep, it's me.
In the hallway, outside the room of one of her dying patients, she meets with Chaplain Liz Powell.
I have the schedule right now.
Okay.
For you, for volunteers.
Chaplain Powell just finished a 3-hour vigil by the patient's side. She doesn't know whether his loved ones are on their way or if he has no one left to be with him. Powell and her network of volunteers from all over Austin consider a person's passing as sacred as their birth, and they're committed to keeping someone company so that no matter the circumstances, they don't die alone. A volunteer has already taken over for Chaplain Powell. Nurse Alsich is about to go back into the room. She gets a last-minute briefing.
It's hard for me to know what comforts him. It's hard for me to know when I was sitting with him, when you're talking to him, does he like it? Does he not like it? Does he want music on? But it seemed like when I would wipe his head with a cool washcloth that seemed like something he liked. And I would just every now and then just say his name and talk to him and say, we're going to stay with you.
From outside the room, I can hear what sounds like New Age music. Volunteers guess as to what would bring peace into a person's last few minutes of life. This volunteer doesn't talk. She holds the man's hand and uses her music to communicate with him. Nurse Alsich and clinical assistant Mali Reyes walk in with pillows to put under the dying man's arms and legs.
Just lift one more arm up, all right? Just like that. I'm gonna have you nice and relaxed, okay?
Every 3 hours, a new volunteer quietly takes over and keeps watch over the man whose cancer is ending his life. 66-year-old Thomas Alfred Elholm is one of those volunteers. In his youth, Elholm was a seminary student. He wanted to be a priest. Instead, he pursued a career in the medical field and now volunteers for Seton's No One Dies Alone program. He says he does it because it feeds his spirit.
I mean, I bring communion sometimes to young mothers and fathers with their brand new baby. And everybody talks about the miracle of birth. I think there's also a miracle of death. You know, when you're with someone, the closer they get to death, the closer you get to God. And I mean, that's just always struck me as I get to do that.
Chaplain Powell sits by a bench that overlooks Lady Bird Lake. There are joggers going past her, birds chirping, people fishing. She just sits still. Every day she sees the face of death, so she comes here to pray.
Sometimes just sitting and noticing is a way of emptying, right? Emptying myself of worries or of the to-do list. There's a lot of serenity in noticing what is and allowing it to be and allowing it to feed you.
She hums and sings. That's how, she says, she stays centered, happy, strong.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all of nature sings, and around me rings the music of the spheres.
Chaplain Powell started the No One Dies Alone program 5 years ago, and it's changed her life as well. The wife and mother now carries a pager and is always on call, even while she hauls her kids from after-school programs to soccer practice. Over the last 5 years, she says, her attitude has changed.
And when I'm sitting in the car, in traffic, with my children, wishing that we could make it move faster, part of what I know is that every single patient I worked with today wants more of this. Imperfect moments with the people that matter so much to them embrace imperfect daily life.
For those who don't have the luxury of spending more imperfect moments with the people that matter the most to them, Powell continues to recruit volunteers who can, for a moment, fill that void. Joy Diaz, KUT News.